y'all had a wonderful 4th of July celebration and everyone got home safe and maybe had just one extra rib or two that, you know, every now and then you got to enjoy a little, what they call lagna, a little bit of extra. Gail's on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Gail, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Now, Gail, before you get to ask your question, I get to ask you a question. All right?
Yes.
All right. And this is our special 4th of July edition of Rosie on Us. So I want you to name the two men who signed the Declaration of Independence. Each went on to serve as President of the United States, and both died the same day, July 4th, 1826.
I'm going to say George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
It was Thomas Jefferson and John Adams.
Oh.
Bless your heart. Thanks for participating. Now you get to ask your landscaping question.
My question is about drip systems and the emitters that go on the end of the spaghetti tubing. It used to be that the emitters went on the end. Now it seems like you can get them to where they go and attach to the feeder tube. And I was wondering which are better and if there's pluses and minuses to each system.
Morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Yes, I certainly have an opinion there. The emitters at the end of the line, we call that distribution tubing. The emitters at the end of the line, you have a lot of creepy crawlies in the desert, of course, that chew on things. A gardener might be pruning a shrub. You might lop that off, and it creates leaks.
Weed eater.
Oh, yeah.
Weed eater. I've done many... Many heads have gone missing from a weed eater.
And even the sun bakes that little tubing after a while. It gets brittle and you have a leak. What we like to do, it's a little different. We use a little better quality emitter. We do like the Rainbird product line. We'll put that in the main tube below ground. And that distribution tube just takes it to the surface.
And that nozzle that you're putting in the ground, that's your gallons per minute
controller. Exactly. What we call that an emitter. And it comes in different sizes. And we'll size that based on the type of plant, size of the plant. If it's a tree or if it's a shrub, you want to put that little distribution tube out to the drip line of the plant, to the outer perimeter where the roots are growing, and water it deeply. Water it deeply to 18 inches to 2 feet. And if it's a tree, water it to 3 feet. And there's a chart available that tells you how many gallons to put on those trees and shrubs.
And that chart is wateruseitwisely.com?
There you go. That's an excellent place to go for watering information.
So you're not visually seeing any drip emitters. You're just trusting it's working. Okay, so how do you regulate whether it's all working or not, or whether or not a ground gopher's got in there and chewed one of them off?
And I have had that phone call from a customer that said, you forgot to put emitters in.
Yeah.
No, the little tube is still visible. It's at the surface. You can find it. You can see it. And you can see the water coming out. So you can check the system. But there's nothing at the end of the line to be damaged. So it's a superior way of putting a drip system in.
Now, what about soaker hoses? I've seen those a lot recently. Can you put a soaker hose on a drip system?
You can connect it to the water source. We like to use those for gardens. So if you have a little vegetable garden, it's easy. You lay it on the surface. Enjoy your garden. When it's time to renovate the garden, you can just lift it out of the way. There's no rat's nest of little tubes in there. So that's one area we don't like to use drip irrigation. Typically, the soaker hoses do a little better job of soaking the garden.
Gail, what specifically are you trying to water?
I am trying to water some desert-adapted plants.
Okay. So like succulents or like Palo Verde and mesquites?
Like globe mallow and Apache plume.
Okay, and you know, a very low water use plant material, and we like to segregate those plants on their own line if you can. If you have other plants that need more water, we like to put trees and shrubs and other ground covers on different lines. That way you can water them differently and give them the water they need without overwatering their neighbors, if you will.
Okay.
So, Gail, are you having a problem with the system right now? Is it leaking?
No, it's not. I was just working on maybe some redesign in the future and wondered which way to go.
Well, that's good. That's a great way to do it, is put the emitters below ground out of harm's way.
Great.
Miss Gail, is this a project you're trying to tackle yourself?
Maybe in the future, yes.
Maybe undecided. And, Bill, you mentioned a particular brand named Rainbird. They've been around for years, ever since I was digging trenches for your dad in the 60s.
Yes, they have been. They're about the oldest sprinkler company in existence.
That's back when it was the old brass pop-ups, mm-hmm. you know. But Rainbird is a brand you mentioned. Now, yep. Gail, where are you in Arizona?
I'm in West Phoenix.
Major cross streets.
99th Avenue and Indian School.
Okay. Now, if she wanted to visit with a distributor or somebody that had the Rainbird, somebody on that side of town?
Well, sure. And you've got all your major sprinkler suppliers, obviously places like Sprinkler World of Arizona. You can look them up in the phone book or online, of course, for addresses.
Okay.
Ewing Irrigation, Horizon, many others.
Okay. So they would all carry that Rainbird particular brand that
they
you mentioned.
They should. We like the Zira Bug line. That's what they're called.
Oh, okay.
For Zira Skate.
There you go.
Okay. Gail, I hope all this information helped and we didn't overload you.
No, you didn't, and it's been very helpful.
All right, dear. You have a great 4th of July weekend. We appreciate you calling 1-888-767-4348 to get on here with Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping.
Now, with these drip systems, how much extra tubing? Because as the plants grow, we've got to move those out.
That's true.
And we're talking monsoons coming up a little bit next segment, encouraging proper root growth and means moving that drip as the canopy.
Right, and you want to water the trees really deeply, so we put a lot of emitters at the drip line of the tree. Little shrubs, you might just have one emitter on one side. If it's a bigger shrub, you might put multiple emitters on it. But the key is to water long and deep waterings, not real frequent shallow waterings. If I had a nickel for every time I saw drip systems set for a few minutes and set every day, that's just not the way to water the desert.
Just not going to give them the refreshment they need or the nourishments or anything else.
Build that.
Now, right in the middle of monsoon season, is there an argument for cutting off your tree?
Well, you certainly don't want to overwater them and with the monsoon winds coming and all, but if you've developed that healthy root system throughout the year, you'll be set for the next monsoon season.
A wet root ball and an untrimmed Palo Verde or mesquite and a big high wind.
It's an umbrella.
Don't mix. Don't mix. Why when we get back?
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.